Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Hi, I'm Mary Schaefer from AP Now. In this episode of the AP Now podcast, I'm going to discuss the seven reasons why your AP productivity matrix may be down for 2020, and their reasons are not what you think. So here's the scenario. You finally get around to doing your metrics. You put your numbers together, and accounts payable department hasn't done as well as it did in prior years. And when I say it hasn't done as well, I just mean your productivity numbers are down. And you're like, now I've got to give this to management. And, you know, I'm not so happy about it. But we had a lot of unusual things go on in 2020. And some of them may have accounted for this decline in productivity, if you will. Now, some of you may not have that problem because your processes worked extra hours, but that's not really a sustainable model and it's not where you want to go. So let's look at some of the things that went on, some of the not anticipated issues and why that affected productivity. Okay, so reason number one, you probably got more duplicate invoices in 2020 than you did in prior years. This was a problem before COVID. And now with COVID, people who had still been mailing invoices and not emailing them started to do both because let's face it, some of us weren't getting the paper invoices. And duplicate invoices by their very nature mean more work because they have to be weeded out. Hopefully you don't pay them. So that's reason number one, more duplicate invoices to be identified and ruled out. Reason number two is something we're aware of, but nobody's really talking about how this impacts productivity. Many accounts payable processes and people in other jobs too, in other functions, accounting and non-accounting, work with two screens. So when we saw COVID was coming, some forward-thinking departments went out and got their people laptops so they could take them home and they could still work. That was great. It was absolutely a great thing to do. I'm not criticizing. Please let me make that clear. But what happened is you had people who were used to having two big screens now working from home on one little laptop screen, and it was going to impact their productivity. There's no two ways about it. Unless they were working a lot more hours. And that, you know, is not really fair on a long-term basis. So this little technology issue is going to, in many cases, have an impact. Of course, simple solution, get them two screens at home. The next reason is probably something that nobody's going to be surprised about, and that is that we had more fraud. Crooks, you know, took advantage. They take advantage, and they saw an opportunity, if you will, when everybody went remote, and now some of the internal controls weren't there. Let's face it, some of the security on some of the home systems are not what you'd have on your work system. So a little bit of that. The next issue is something is another thing that nobody's talking about. But when the crisis hit, some companies who were scrambling around looking for monies went and found stale dated invoices that they said hadn't been paid. Now, in many cases, what this simply was were discrepant invoices that the discrepancy had been resolved. And, you know, you didn't pay for whatever reason. Let's say the goods were damaged and the supplier was satisfied. But now they went back through the files. Some of these invoices were 2 years old. Some of them were legitimate. And then some of them were out and out fraud. It doesn't matter what the reason was. When these invoices, when the supplier showed up at accounts payable with these invoices saying demanding payment, research had to be done. And that research takes time. So these stale dated invoices, even though maybe you didn't end up paying any of them, and the company, there was no financial impact, your people had to spend more time just researching them and coming up with the necessary documentation as to why they weren't, they shouldn't be paid or they weren't going to be paid. And to be honest, we heard a number of stories about some of these were out and out fraud. There were suppliers, you know, who were looking for money. And then there were, you know, the usual number of crooks, which unfortunately we all have. The next is hard to reach suppliers. Now, this was not a common issue, but it did happen in some cases. Suppliers, you know, went remote. Their whole staff was working remote. Most of them were really, really good about making sure that they responded to phone calls, to messages that were left, or were having the calls forwarded. But not all of them were. And, you know, your people were working from home, and some of them had phone numbers that, you know, weren't office numbers. And so it just made that whole communication a little bit more difficult. And, of course, criminals look to take advantage of that. So that whole rigmarole, if you will, made the communication a little bit more difficult, and it made it a little more needing more time. People needed more time to communicate the same amount of information or to ask the same questions and to finally get the responses that they were looking at for. The next one is, you know, the thing that I love to complain about all the time, and that is paper checks. Many folks were still using paper checks, and they continue to use paper checks. And this made it a little bit more difficult to get payments out. So in some cases, people just went into the office. There were no two ways about it. But we heard some other funny stories about, you know, people meeting in a park to sign checks. Whatever the issue was, it took more time. And therefore, people either worked more hours, which, you know, that's not really what you want to encourage, or the biggie and the hope is that you know, you get technology to help with it. But in one way or the other, it ended impacting productivity. And again, if your people were working more hours, this is not sustainable. It's not sustainable expecting people to work, you know, 50 hours and pay them for 40 on a regular basis. So keep that in mind. And the next one, even though long-term it would be a big productivity bonus, initially it could impact your productivity. And this was new technology. This was kind of the golden opportunity, if you will, for many people to see that, oh, you know what? We probably should be taking advantage of some of this invoice automation technology that's out there. It'll eliminate some of the problems that we have, like getting invoices delivered, etc. So people started to look, companies started to look at new technology and actually use it and adopt it. But, you know, whenever you get new technology, it takes a little bit of time. It doesn't happen overnight. People need to be trained. They need to get used to using it. They're used to the old way. Your suppliers have questions. So whether it was new invoice automation technology, or maybe you started making more ACH payments. I heard from a few people at the beginning of the pandemic, how can we set up an ACH program? And, you know, that's a good thing that they wanted to set it up, but, you know, less than ideal circumstances to actually get it done. So all these things, the new technology, more electronic payments, whatever it was, ended up taking more time and making you a little less productive, even though it really wasn't your fault. And of course, all this is compounded by the issue that we're not even talking about today, and that is that many accounts payable departments are responsible for issuing new 1099s. And of course, if that's the case with you, you know that that's taken out a lot of time. So all these things are some of the reasons that, you know, your productivity, your metrics may not look as good for 2020 as they did for 2019. But all in all, when you consider all these factors, I would say that they look even better. Alrighty. If you like this episode, you'll probably like episode 79 on surprising revelations related to invoice automation. If you're watching this on YouTube, the card will pop up to the left with a link, and otherwise look for it on your podcast channel. Thank you for listening to the AP Now podcast. And remember, if you like the podcast, please subscribe. Thanks.